Thanks for checking out the Spencer on Sports podcast from KGYM. SOS airs every Monday through Friday at 2 right here in KGYM. And be sure to check out all of our other podcasts from the Gym Class and the Todd Brommelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn at KGYMradio.com. Oh boy. They gave the new guy the keys to the car by himself. See if the decision pays off. Welcome. 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 205. No, I am not Chris Canty nor Mike Golick Jr. Welcome to the brand new show. You're on KGYM, 1600 AM, 102.3 FM, and 106.3 FM in Iowa City. Of course, streaming at KGYMradio.com. And on the free KGYM radio app, Spencer Wagon. My name, this is Spencer on Sports, SOS. No, we are not sending subliminal messages through the radio. Not asking anyone to save our ship. At least not yet. Maybe in a few minutes. I don't know. But this is Spencer on Sports, inaugural show. Thank you so much for joining us here on the airwaves here in Eastern Iowa. As I said, 1600 AM, 102.3 FM in Cedar Rapids, 106.3 in Iowa City. And streaming, of course, KGYMradio.com and on the app on your smart speaker as well. We are going to be with you every weekday from 2 until 3 leading into the stalwarts of local programming here on KGYM. The Gym Class coming up between 3 and 4. And then the Todd Brommelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn between 4 and 6 per usual. If you want to chime in with anything we're talking about today, which is quite a bit to talk about, Mondays and Fridays, always busy, regardless of what time of the year it is, because we got plenty to talk about. 319-366-1600, that's our phone or text line if you want to chime in today. Lots of hoops to talk about. Had a chance to take in the Iowa basketball game against Minnesota yesterday in person. And we'll talk about that. Also, we'll talk about Iowa women's basketball, their loss to Michigan, despite the from-the-logo shooting of Caitlin Clark last night. We'll talk about that. Also, Iowa State men and women's basketball. Shout-out to you and I and Drake, too. We'll talk a little bit about that game. Plus, there's a certain championship game coming up this weekend. It's Super Bowl, something like that. We'll talk about that. We'll dive into that throughout the week, especially here on the show. But we will talk about that and talk about some NFL coaching news. Heard some with our Sports Center update the top of the hour. Sounds like the Houston Texans have a coach. My beloved Green Bay Packers finally, it sounds like getting their special teams in order, at least from the coaching perspective. We'll see what happens personnel-wise. But anything could be better than what happened in that divisional round game. We'll just leave it at that. 319-366-1600. Before we dive in, just what's the show going to be about? Well, it's about sports. There you go. We've summarized an entire day's worth of programming. Now, sports, we'll talk about stuff going on in the world, not politics. Politics-free zone here on the show. And, you know, whatever's on your mind. That's what we're all about here on the show. Each weekday between 2 and 3. Here at KGYM. Big thank you to the powers that be as well. I'd be remiss if I did not thank Chris Jackson, Julie Hine, and the folks in management here at KGYM and KZIA Incorporated for allowing me to come on the airwaves and talk sports with you each weekday. Thanks to Todd, Scott, Mark, and Alex as well for helping get the show off the ground. Thanks to producer Ben. He's in here as well. I think he is. There he is. He's behind the computer screen. I see him now. But thanks to him for helping out as well, being our call screener and keeping everything on time, on task here with SOS, Spencer on Sports. So 319-366-1600, the talker text line. We're also on Twitter. If you've not followed me on Twitter, I've gained like 50 new followers over the last like 4 days. So if you're not on the following train, feel free to do so. My Twitter handle, my personal Twitter handle. Hope you like sports because that's pretty much all I tweet about. Is at SW on the radio, and that's SW, my initials, on the radio. You can also follow along with our show hashtag. We do have a show hashtag that is hashtag SOS on KGYM, hashtag SOS on KGYM. I've got both my Twitter account and the hashtag up on my laptop here. So if anybody wants to chime in, you're free to do so as well. And as I said, thank you so much for joining us here on the first, we hope, as many editions of Spencer on Sports. Lots to get to, so let's jump right in. We got to talk some hoops. First time in a long time for me at Carver Hawkeye Arena yesterday, as the Hawkeyes got the victory over Minnesota, 71-59. One of those first halves, really, for Iowa, where, boy, they just made some more of those easy shots. Felt like they'd be in a lot better shape than they were at the half, but some of the shots just weren't falling. Some of the bunnies weren't falling. And they trailed 38-34 at the break, kind of a fluke play at the end. It was going to be a one-point game. Iowa called that timeout with 1.5 left. And then Luke Lowy from Minnesota whipped up a half-court shot, actually stole the pass, I think it was from Tony Perkins, and just threw it up from half-court and went in. So not the end of the half you certainly wanted if you're Iowa. Hawkeyes trailed 47-42 early in that second half, but really was a 19-4 run that turned the tide in that game and propelled the Hawkeyes to that victory. Looking at the box score here from the contest, in that first half, Minnesota, when you look at the tale of two halves here, first half, they were shooting 48.4% from the floor. From three, it was 55.6%, 5 of 9. Then in that second half, they went ice cold. What's cooler than being cold? Ice cold, as Outkast once said. 7 of 30 from the floor. It's 23%. 4 of 14 from 3, 28.6% in that second half for the Golden Gophers. Leading scorer for them was Luke Lowy with 19. Peyton Willis had 16. But for Iowa, really, you look at how Minnesota dipped off in the second half. Iowa rose up in that second half. Hawkeyes 38.2% in the first half, 41.7% from 3. So 13 of 34 from the field, 5 of 12 from 3. And that second half, 51.6%, and then a little bit worse, actually, from 3 in that second half, 4 of 11. But really, the defensive effort was there after being outscored 38-34 in that first half. It was Iowa, 37-21, outscoring the Gophers in that second half. And Iowa led by as many as 17 with about 3:33 left to play in that contest. So the Hawkeyes get that much-needed win. Certainly not going to be a win that locks in an NCAA tournament berth. Still need to pick up a signature victory. And I haven't seen the latest net rankings yet, but Iowa at last check was at 24th in the net rankings. Certainly needed a win after two straight losses, getting that loss to Purdue and then losing to Penn State, having the Ohio State game postponed. Some news potentially on that coming down the pipe, it seems. But needed the victory, and any win is a good win at this point, especially with some very winnable games coming up. Did not want to make that losing streak continue on, make it a three-game losing streak. Have a chance now to pull within 500 with Nebraska coming to town this weekend. A very winnable game at Maryland on Thursday. But a good win for Iowa, getting that win 71-59 at Carver Hawkeye Arena. Keegan Murray finishing with 24 points and 15 rebounds to lead Iowa. Patrick McCaffrey with 18 points and 7 rebounds in the win for Iowa. Let's hear from the Hawkeyes as they got the victory. Keegan Murray asked after the game, what changed defensively from the first half to the second half?
Yeah, I just think in the first half, obviously they're a team that likes to choose matchups and figure out matchups of that nature. But they made tough shots in the first half, and they're getting the matchups that they wanted. In the second half, at halftime, we just decided, like, we need to take it to heart. And we're not going to let the guy on the other side of the ball score on us. And that just relayed into the effort in the second half, and we got the job done. I held them to 20-something points or something like that. So it was a good effort for us.
Again, that Keegan Murray there, that audio courtesy of the University of Iowa. Keegan also talking about obviously sitting the last couple games with the foul trouble in the last two games. Both those losses sat for a good number of minutes in those games. But in Sunday's victory, he sat for under a minute in that win. Keegan asked what responsibility he felt to help lead the Hawkeyes to a victory. Here's his response.
Yeah, no, obviously our last couple of games ended up in losses. And I kind of felt that was kind of my fault personally, just because I wasn't on the floor as much as I should have been due to foul trouble and things like that. So I really just locked in, played aggressive defense as I could without fouling, and just tried not to do anything that irrational on the defensive end or offensive end on the offensive glass. But I just feel like if I'm on the court, we're a better team. And that's not saying anything selfishly. It's just what I think is good for our team and overall, and just get other guys involved and really set the tone for our offense and defense.
Mentioned before, not a lot of shots were falling for Iowa in that first half. Keegan Murray asked, how do they work through that and start to see them go in the second half? Here's Keegan on that.
Just keep attacking. The first time we played them, we had 50-something points in the paint, so it was just attacking. And we got threes going. We started making layups and finishing through contact. But I feel like just it doesn't matter if the ball goes in or goes out. Just keep attacking. They're going to fall at some point. And that's just kind of our motto that we took into the second half.
All right, Keegan there. And then one more soundbite from Keegan. We talked about this being a much-needed win for the Gopher, or for the Hawkeyes, not for the Gophers, for the Hawkeyes who got the win. And here's Keegan's response to basically needing this win, getting a win to get back on the right track.
We want to get to March Madness. Every game is pivotal at this point forward, and we take it game by game. This game was big for us. We knew it was big for us. We just took that to heart, and we didn't want to lose. None of our guys want to lose. And there was a message at halftime where it was just, we're not going to lose this game. There's no way that we're going to lose this game. And everyone just stepped up in the second half, and I think that message really relayed to everyone.
Not going to lose this game, and that message, as Keegan said, sounded like it did resonate with the team as they got the win 71-59 at Carver Hawkeye Arena. Thanks to Ed for checking in on the text line, 319-366-1600. Nervous in the first half, defense for Iowa ruled the second, that is for sure. Like we said, Iowa 37-21, outscoring the Gophers in that second half and getting the victory over Minnesota at Carver Hawkeye Arena. Of course, one of the big storylines last week was Fran McCaffrey testing positive for COVID-19. He was not on the bench. He did miss the game. Acting head coach Billy Taylor stepped in, got the win as the acting head coach in Fran's absence. He was asked in the postgame press conference, went into those first half struggles for the Hawkeyes.
You know, I think anytime you have a little bit of a change in your routine, it takes an adjustment period, and I'm not the normal voice that they hear from, so it took a little bit of time for us to kind of get into our rhythm, and not playing our game midweek against Ohio State, coming off a couple losses, we're trying to get things figured out, and we just couldn't really seem to get going that first half.
And as for the second half, here's Coach Taylor on what happened in that second half that led to the turnaround.
We talked about at halftime was just, okay, hey, that 20 minutes is over with. We need to come out and play with the required amount of pride defensively, individually guarding the basketball. Because Minnesota does a tremendous job of really attacking mismatches. They'll continue to set ball screens and work to try to get the matchup they want and then attack that matchup. And I thought our guys really stepped up to the challenge to guard the basketball first and foremost. And then that didn't put us in as many scramble situations. So there wasn't as much help in recovery. We were able to contest at the rim when we needed to. But our defense just was really tough. It was tough at the start of the possession, and it was even tougher at the end. We forced shot clock violations. We had the urgency that we needed, and we were competing individually guarding the ball.
Again, the head coach, Billy Taylor, acting head coach for the Hawkeyes yesterday in Fran McCaffrey's absence. One more soundbite from him. You mentioned, and you probably noticed if you watched the game, that a little bit of a lineup change with Tony Perkins getting the start ahead of Joe Toussaint. Perkins playing 18 minutes, scoring just 2 points in the game. Toussaint coming off the bench did not score, only played about 5 minutes and 48 seconds or so in that contest. Here is Coach Billy Taylor, acting head coach Billy Taylor, talking about the lineup change with Toussaint coming off the bench versus being in that starting lineup.
Again, it was interesting because that change obviously happened. That was Fran's decision and as a coaching staff, so certainly wasn't my decision to change the lineup in that way. But it's difficult for Joe Toussaint, someone who's started all year. and we need him. But one of the things that we said in the locker room afterwards, you know, this has been a team that has responded with different lineups. So for today, you know, Aaron Ulis was kind of a hero in terms of his defensive effort. We're going to need Joe Toussaint. You know, we're going to need Tony Perkins. We're going to need Peyton Sanford. You know, Connor wasn't quite ready to go yet. So that gave, you know, kind of next man up mentality, and that gave Peyton an opportunity to get some minutes. And I thought he really helped us, you know, making shots. He was aggressive, looking to score the ball. And especially for a team that mixes in a lot of zone defense, having another shooter like Peyton out there was really, you know, important for us. And Peyton had the nice floater in transition that was pretty cool, too.
Some really nice minutes. You heard Coach Taylor mention there from Aaron Ulis playing 21 minutes total, and scoring 9 points. Actually, 7 of those 9 coming in the second half. Peyton Sanford with 10 minutes off the bench as well, finishing with just 5 points, but nice performance from Peyton Sanford off the bench as well for Iowa. Do want to hear from Aaron Ulis real quick. He did talk to the media after the game. He was asked about his big second half, what propelled him to having an essential second half after he finished, like I said, with 21 minutes, 9 points, and 5 rebounds. Here's his response to that question.
Just coming out with more confidence, not being hesitant with my play, and just being more aggressive, turning defense into offense, and just coming out and just playing my game.
Again, Aaron Ulis there, and one more response from Aaron. He was asked about his off-season preparation and how it's helped him step in when his name's been called on this year so far.
Seeing a lot last year, we had great players, Luka, who is in the league right now, Wieskamp, and just seeing those players, how they execute on the court, knowing that in a college, in a Big Ten college game, you have to go out there and execute if you want to win games in the clutch time, and just worked a lot in the offseason to just wanted to come into the season and having a bigger role and being able to be in the game when it matters and just going out there and finishing out the game.
Got Aaron Ulis there, all that audio courtesy of the University of Iowa and Hawkeye Athletics. So big win for Iowa, getting the win 71-59 yesterday over Minnesota, sweeping the season series with the Golden Gophers, at least in the regular season. And they certainly did not shy away at the game yesterday from reminding all Gopher fans in attendance who got the best of the series so far this year. But as I mentioned, Hawkeyes with gaming Thursday at Maryland. Of course, Iowa took care of business against the Terps in Iowa City earlier this year. And then a game against Nebraska on Sunday. Nebraska still searching for a Big Ten Conference win. And like to kick off Super Bowl Sunday with a nice victory there. So some very winnable games coming up. Did want to mention, too, some news coming out this afternoon. Seeing a number of folks reporting this. A couple different people. First person I saw it from was David Eicholt of 24/7 Sports. He reporting the Iowa game at home versus Michigan, which was scheduled for the 17th of February, has actually been moved up a couple days to February 15th. It sounds like a 6:30 game time with the broadcast on FS1. Not anything new, at least as far as I could see with the schedule, but obviously Iowa still trying to get in that game versus Ohio State. So it sounds like the Michigan game moving up to the 15th, and then we'll see what happens beyond that. But Iowa would like to get that Ohio State game in. I know Ohio State still has to make up a game versus Nebraska as well, but that's the latest when it comes to Hawkeye men's basketball as they got the win yesterday. Would love to hear your thoughts on the text line, 319-366-1600, about the game yesterday. What worked for Iowa? What did you like? What did you not like in the win versus Minnesota yesterday at Carver? Chime in, 319-366-1600. Want to get to Iowa women's basketball as well. They lost a tough one last night, 98-90 at Michigan. Wolverines led that one by 25 points. About 3 minutes left in the third. But Caitlin Clark, what more can you say about Caitlin Clark that isn't just, oh my goodness, Caitlin Clark? Career high 46 points, 4 rebounds, 10 assists, and in fact, 25 of the 46 came in that fourth quarter. She really outscored Michigan by herself, which is, I mean, just wild when you think about it. Her fourth quarter line, 25 points on 8 of 10 shooting, 4 of 5 from distance, 5 of 7 from the line. She was 6 for 13 from three-point range in that first, or in the game as a whole, including several. And if you go through any Iowa basketball Twitter feed or any of the major college basketball feeds, you could find some of those highlight shots, and at least three, probably more than that, were from the logo, from the Michigan logo near half court. So Caitlin Clark bombing them from deep with again, 46 points and 10 assists, 4 rebounds in that contest. Iowa, though, ran out of steam, losing 98-90. The depth issues, again, for Iowa hurt them, still playing without Gabby Marshall or McKenna Warnock. Both were hurt versus Ohio State. They did not play against Wisconsin. Wisconsin, a different animal when it comes to Big Ten women's basketball, of course. Iowa able to get the job done against a team in Wisconsin that's toward the bottom of the Big Ten. Working through those depth issues, only 7 players available for Iowa last night. All 7 contributed in the game. So Iowa taking the loss 98-90 in women's basketball to Michigan. No surprise after the week she had, Caitlin Clark named the Big Ten Player of the Week. She averaged last week 38.7 points, 9.3 assists, and 6.3 rebounds per game. So quite the season for Caitlin Clark, to say the very least, as Iowa did go 1-2 last week. They are still in the top 25. We'll talk about the top 25 rankings here in just a bit, probably coming up here after our break here at bottom of the hour. But Hawkeyes now 15-6 overall, 9-3 in the Big Ten. They'll host Minnesota at home on Wednesday, and then a couple games with teams ahead of them in the standings. So chance to make up some ground in the standings if you're able to hopefully get back to full strength and pick off some victories here. Maryland coming up at home, a Valentine's evening game at Carver Hawkeye Arena, and then coming up February 20th at Indiana, Iowa with the chance to take care of business there against those two teams. Certainly tough teams to play, but having Maryland at home, hopefully that's a factor, home court advantage there. And then a game at Indiana on February 20th, both Maryland and Indiana, as we look at the standings, of course, are ahead of Iowa in the current Big Ten standings. So women losing 98-90 to Michigan, while the men pick up that 71-59 victory yesterday at Carver Hawkeye Arena. One another Hawkeye note here. We'll talk some more college hoops coming up following the break here at bottom of the hour. But Iowa wrestling with a 29-6 win over Wisconsin. Bounce back win, of course, losing to Penn State. Taking care of the dual meet on senior day. 29-6 win over Wisconsin. They'll wrestle Oklahoma State down in it's Arlington, Texas. The bout at the ballpark coming up on Saturday. One Big Ten dual meet left. That's coming up on the 20th as they take on Nebraska. It's 227. You are tuning in to the inaugural edition of Spencer on Sports. Thanks for joining me here on KGYM 1600 AM, 102.3 FM, 106.3 in Iowa City. We're streaming at KGYMradio.com and on the app. We've got the ESPN Sports Beat coming up here in just moments. We'll be back with some more college basketball talk after this on KGYM.
ESPN Radio Sports Beat with Jason Fitz.
Stop complaining about the Pro Bowl. Like, it's become this annual tradition that's every bit as bad as the complaining about bowl games. Realistically, if you don't love it, if you thought this year's Pro Bowl was unwatchable, well, don't watch it. Until the ratings plummet to the point that the NFL believes there's a problem, whatever the consensus opinion is on Twitter won't have any actual impact to what the league decides they're going to do. The NFL and the Pro Bowl is all about bringing players together for a moment to celebrate supposedly the best of the best in the NFL. Now, throughout the course of the weekend with skills challenges and just the opportunity to be in Vegas, it looks like the people that played in the game had a great time. It looks like it was a great opportunity for the players that were voted into the Pro Bowl. That being said, if you don't like the competitiveness of the final product, I would ask you two things. One, do you want your favorite team's best player to get injured in the Pro Bowl? I don't think so. Remember that when you talk about tackling. And two, through all of it, even though you hate it, even though you don't like it, doesn't somebody feel like the Pro Bowl at this point is Nickelback. Everybody says they suck, but it's impossible to get a ticket to any of their concerts. There's a lot of closet Pro Bowl fans out there. The NHL did a beautiful job through their All-Star Weekend, not just of having great events, that's part of what they do every year, but of actually integrating Las Vegas. You knew that the NHL All-Star Weekend was taking place in the city of Las Vegas. I had the chance to go a couple of years ago when it was in Nashville, and it was much the same thing. The goal is not just to have an All-Star Weekend in a city. The goal is to let the city and the sport shine together. The NHL has done a really nice job of making sure that every single event being held in any city is individual for that city. The NFL could take a lesson from that. With the ESPN Radio Sports Beat, I'm Jason Fitz.
BetMGM welcomes you with a special offer on the NBA. Simply place a $10 moneyline wager on any game. If either team hits a three-pointer, you'll win $200 in free bets. Just use bonus code HANSON200, H-A-N-S-O-N 200, when you make your first bet. Plus, you'll earn BetMGM rewards points that can be redeemed for online bonuses or converted into comps for rooms, restaurants, and more at over 20 MGM resorts nationwide. BetMGM is proud to be an authorized gaming partner of the NBA. Download the app or go to BetMGM.com and use bonus code HANSON200, Hanson with an O, to win $200 in free bets if a three-pointer is made in the game you wager on. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions. New customer offer, 21 years of age or older to wager. Iowa only. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable free bets or site credit. Free bets expire 7 days from issuance. Please gamble responsibly. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-BETS-OFF.
In the 1940s, everything had an air of romance. Women wore red lips and high heels just to go to market. Gentlemen sported handsome full-length wool coats and stylish hats. And the movies featured sweet and wonderful stories of love. Times and fashions have changed, but that sense of romance remains at Hertine and Stocker Jewelers. Since 1947, the Dickens family has been offering gifts of love on Valentine's Day. At Hertine and Stocker Jewelers, they understand that Valentine's Day is a day to be swept away by the magic of romance. Stop and see what's in those famous windows at Hertine and Stocker Jewelers, corner of Dubuque and Washington, in downtown Iowa City. And step inside and see Willa, Terry, Tim, or Kate. One of them is always there.
Because we have so many clients referring us to their friends, I think that's our biggest, best story. Hi, I'm Patty with Network Computer Solutions. I really think it's about us building that relationship and being an extension of their business. And even if I am just talking on the phone to them, you can see that smile on their face and know that another problem is solved.
Call NCS at 247-7223. Network Computer Solutions. They're the missing piece to your IT puzzle.
Getting the most for your money can help you relax. With power checking from Midwest One Bank, you may earn higher interest and ATM fee refunds by simply receiving electronic statements, making at least 15 debit card purchases that post and clear, and making at least one direct deposit, automatic debit from a third party, or bill pay transaction post and clear each qualification cycle. See MidwestOne.bank for details. Enjoy simply better banking from Midwest One Bank. Member FDIC.
232 at KGYM, 1600 AM, 102.3 FM, Cedar Rapids, 106.3 in Iowa City. Welcome in again to the inaugural edition of Spencer on Sports here on KGYM, brand new local show, 2 to 3 every weekday afternoon. And again, to, of course, the gym class, Scott Unesh and Mark Dukes coming up between 3 and 4. Todd Brommelkamp show with Alex Kuhn between 4 and 6 right here on KGYM. Spencer Wagon here with you. Producer Ben on the other side of the glass as well here from the KGYM studios on the southwest side of Cedar Rapids. 319-366-1600 if you want to chime in. Talk some Iowa sports. Give you an update on what happened to the Hawkeyes this weekend. Men's basketball won. Women's basketball lost. Wrestling won yesterday. 319-366-1600. From the Iowa State side of things, Cyclones basketball in action this weekend. Iowa State men losing to Texas on Saturday, 63-41. Cyclones shooting just 28% from the floor in that contest, 13% 13% from three in the loss. Isaiah Brockington with 12 points, 8 rebounds to lead Iowa State in the loss. Cyclones were up 10-3 early on in that one, led 23-20 with 2:09 left. And then Texas with a 5-0 run to close out the half. Coach TJ Otzelberger speaking on the Cyclone Sports Network from Learfield. He talked about the end of that first half. He says it was costly for his team and their chances to win that game.
For us, I thought we called that timeout. It was, I think, 10-3, if I'm not mistaken,
right.
17 minutes.
Right.
And from 17 minutes till that stretch right before half, I think we had about 16 and a half minutes, let's say. We held them to 10 points. We were extremely physical. We were aggressive. We were on the glass. We valued the ball. We did everything we needed to do to win. And then, as you mentioned, that stretch right before half was really costly. We had all the momentum. We're up 23-20. Need to control that game. We're managing foul trouble. We had Tyrese with two. We had Robert with two. We had George with two. And we put ourselves in a tough spot because not only it's the live ball turnover, you know, it's the three-point shot for Carr. And now that gets him going. That gets their momentum going into the halftime. And that put us in a tough spot.
Again, that was head coach TJ Otzelberger following the Cyclones' loss to Texas. One more cut from Coach Otzelberger. He asked about what you could take away from the loss. Of course, Iowa State heading into another tough road test coming up tomorrow night. They're going to play at West Virginia. Here's his response again to that question. What do you take away from the loss heading into another tough road game coming up tomorrow night?
We know how good this league is, and every game you have to be prepared to be at your best. And what we need to learn from this is that, like, in that stretch, how good we really were on the road in a tough environment against a team that has a lot of weapons offensively and does a lot of different things defensively. But we have to keep our head down and stay right in that space. We do not have the offensive firepower and the ability to just make all these three-point shots. So that's who we can be, and that's who we have to be.
In that audio courtesy of the Cyclone Sports Network from Learfield, Iowa State now 16-7 overall, 3-7 in the Big 12 Conference. They are tied with Oklahoma for ninth in the league. Cyclones with a 2-4 record in their last six games. In women's basketball, Iowa State got a 76-58 win over the Oklahoma State Cowgirls. Emily Ryan with 18 points, perfect 6-for-6 from a three in the win. Lexi Donarski with 17 points, Ashley Jones with 14. Cyclones led 28-13 after one quarter, 42-28 at halftime. And head coach Bill Fennelly asked about his take on the win over Oklahoma State. Here's his response on the Cyclone postgame show from Learfield.
The game was eerily similar to the game down there. You know, we're up 16 at the quarter down there. We're up 15 at the quarter here. And then we didn't end the half very well at all. Had a chance, I think, to knock them out and didn't. But then we... You know, we were efficient, did some really good things in the third quarter. But, you know, Emily Ryan was phenomenal. Lex was really good again. And you know, it was the – you don't want to do this, but, you know, it's we're managing foul trouble with Ash again, which is something that we've got to continue to work through. But I thought all those other kids did a really good job when, you know, you don't go into a game and think Ash is going to play 21 minutes. So you got to do the things that you need to do. And I thought our team did that. I thought we defended with a great sense of urgency. And I thought offensively, you know, we only turned the ball over 10 times, got some good looks at the basket and shot it really, really well, especially early in the game.
Cyclones women's basketball coach Bill Fennelly there speaking after the win over Oklahoma State. Iowa State now 20 wins on the season, 20-3 overall, 9-2 in the Big 12. They are tied with Oklahoma for first place in the league. So Cyclone men falling to Texas. The Cyclone women get the win over Oklahoma State this weekend. When it comes to other action, got a shout out to UNI and Drake. I had a chance to take in both games on TV. Both their meetings this year, both in overtime, and both teams, the opposite team, winning on their opponent's home court. Of course, Drake won in Cedar Falls, and Northern Iowa got the win in Des Moines over the weekend, 74-69. Noah Carter at 23 for UNI. Tucker DeVries with 15-8, and the loss for Drake. UNI now 9-3 in league play, 13-9 overall, and Drake now 17-7 overall, 8-3. In league play. Coming down to crunch time here in the Mo Valley Conference. Of course, Arch Madness on the way. March, by the way, listening to the show, It's one of our favorite months on the show. Favorite months in sports radio, period, with all the March Madness action going on. But crunch time here in the Mo Valley. Drake, if you look at their schedule, they've got a game with Loyola coming up on February 19th. They've already beaten them once. Meanwhile, you and I gets to play Loyola twice. They play them on Sunday, and that game is on the road. And they host the Ramblers coming up on February 26th. That'll be in the regular season finale. So you and I getting the best of Drake. Team splitting that season series, but a great matchup. If you had a chance to take that one in over the weekend, whether in person or on the TV, you were treated to some great basketball in the Missouri Valley. Before we wrap up our college hoops talk for today, I do want to take a look at the rankings, the AP rankings just out. We'll start with men's basketball as the number one team in the country still. Bruce Pearl and the Auburn Tigers, Auburn number one, Gonzaga number two, Purdue number three, Arizona number four, Kentucky number five, Houston number six, Duke, Kansas, Texas Tech, and Baylor round out the men's top 10 according to the AP poll. Big Ten teams ranked beyond that top 10 right in bunches together. Number 13, Illinois, number 14, Wisconsin, and then just beyond them, number 16, Ohio State, and number 17, Michigan State. In the AP men's college basketball rankings. The women's rankings, South Carolina number one, Stanford number two, Louisville number three, and then Michigan, after they took care of Iowa last night, moves up to number four. Indiana is seventh. Iowa State is ninth. The Cyclones up two spots in the women's poll. Maryland is 15th. Ohio State is 21st. And Iowa, Hawkeyes 25th in this week's rankings. They're down four spots, but still ranked in the top 25 of the AP top 25. I should mention in the men's poll, too, Iowa State got 48 votes. Iowa got 7 votes per the AP rankings this week. So that's the latest rankings when it comes to college hoops in the land here, just released on a Monday. 241, again, the inaugural edition of Spencer on Sports here on KGYM. We will take another short break, and we'll talk some NFL, some coaching news. Did you watch the Pro Bowl? I guess your answer might be no. Some of you might have watched it. We'll talk about that and start thinking about the Super Bowl that's coming up here on SOS on KGYM.
FanDuel is an official sports betting partner of Super Bowl 56, and we can't wait for the Rams to take on the Bengals. To celebrate, new customers can bet $5 to win $280 in cash on either team to win when you use promo code COON when registering. That's right, you'll get your winnings in cold, hard cash, because we know cash is always better than free bets. It's going to be a close contest, but I like the Bengals to come out victorious because of the role that Joe Burrow is on. There's no better place to bet Super Bowl 56 than FanDuel Sportsbook. They have promotions for new and existing customers. They've got same game parlays where you can combine small bets for big wins and tons of Super Bowl props. Don't miss your chance to turn $5 into $280 cash. Download the FanDuel Sportsbook app. Use promo code COON to make every moment more the Super Bowl. Again, promo code KUHN exclusively on the FanDuel Sportsbook app. Must be 21 plus and present in Iowa. New users only, $10 first deposit required. Must wager in designated offer market. Max bonus $280. Restrictions apply. See full terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-BETS-OFF.
There's always something special at Siegel.
Save up to 60% off retail this Valentine's Day with a gift from Siegel's Jewelry. Siegel's has an amazing selection of designer, custom, and estate jewelry and watches. Gold is still at historic high prices. Sell or trade in your gold for even greater savings. Siegel's, 3525 First Avenue Southeast, Cedar Rapids, just south of Town and Country Shopping Center. Remember,
there's always something special at Siegel's.
Hey, like the lift? How about getting paid for it? Start as a loader now at Keurig Dr. Pepper and earn $19 an hour. After 90 days, they'll bump it up to $20 an hour. Not bad for keeping yourself in shape, huh? And this is a Monday through Friday gig, so hello weekends off. You get 1 week paid vacation your first year, a 401k, medical, dental, all that good stuff too. Become a loader now for Keurig Dr. Pepper. Just text KDP Jobs to 63879 for more info, or go to KeurigDrPepper.com.
Vivid Seats. your ticket to hold on to your hat, edge of seat sitting, bases loaded, two outs, half court buzzer beating, 60-yard Hail Marys. Hear that pin dropping? Can they do it? They did. For your team, it was nothing. Get tickets and earn rewards with Vivid Seats. Life happens live.
It's not easy being the one everyone counts on to keep the facility running, no matter the weather or supply chain hiccup. But we get you, Raymond in Buffalo, and Maria in Miami, Jules in Minneapolis, and Stan in Central Indiana. Taking control of everything that's under your control. At Grainger, we're here for you with experienced branch staff at over 250 locations so you get the product you're looking for. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
2:44 coming up on 2:45 as the inaugural edition of Spencer on Sports rolls on here at KGYM 309-366-1600. If you want to chime in, talk some basketball to start off our show for a good chunk of our show. Plenty to talk about, of course, for the weekend. Lots of action going on, but there's also some NFL to talk about. Plenty of news on the coaching cycle this weekend as we start up the new week, and some rumors flying. Some things have been confirmed by sources. Some people have already been called a home run hire. I'm seeing right now on Twitter. We'll talk about that here in just a moment. But first, the big game coming up on Sunday. Rams and Bengals. Rams currently favored heading into Sunday's matchup. But we'll dive in to the Super Bowl throughout the week here on the show. Won't share my early prediction. My early prediction, I'll share it with you. My early prediction is the Rams, but we'll see. See if I change my mind by the end of the week. I think the Rams have a really good defensive front, really good pass rush. And can that Bengals offensive line hold up against a really good Rams defense? We'll see what happens. But Joe Burrow has proven to be Mr. Cool, calm, and collected. See if he can lead the Bengals to a Super Bowl victory. And cement, if he hasn't already, legend status in the city of Cincinnati and in the NFL, period. We will talk, of course, more about that. We do have some guests scheduled to join us, efforting on a few more here on the program as well to preview the big game coming up on Sunday. And, of course, you can listen to the big game right here on KGYM from Westwood One Sports coverage, I believe, starting at 1 o'clock on Sunday. As the Rams and Bengals wrap up the NFL season, of course, we had the Pro Bowl yesterday. Doesn't sound like many people watched the Pro Bowl. I did not because I was in Iowa City at the basketball game. But you are so inclined to know, the AFC got the win 41-35 over the NFC. Kyler Murray with a big day for the NFC. Justin Herbert with a pair of touchdown passes for the AFC. The one highlight I saw was basically two-hand touch tackling. I've often said football is football. Bad football is better than no football, but I'm still not sure if the Pro Bowl qualifies as bad football is better than no football. I didn't watch it. I haven't watched the Pro Bowl for last handful of years. I'd rather be watching college hoops. But that's my opinion. Some people out there might love the Pro Bowl. If you do, sound off 319-366-1600. Pro Bowl happening yesterday, and some news coming out of the Pro Bowl. Not good news. You've heard ESPN talking about this likely all day long so far, with Alvin Kamara from the New Orleans Saints arrested and booked for battery right after the Pro Bowl. Las Vegas police, they were responding to a call about 5:50 local time in Las Vegas, where a victim reported being basically beat up at a nightclub. And it was determined that Alvin Kamara, at least, is the chief suspect in that. He was booked for battery resulting in substantial bodily harm. That investigation is still ongoing. But Alvin Kamara in some trouble following the Pro Bowl. in Las Vegas. So some bad news coming out of that with the NFL. On the coaching side of things, SportsCenter updated us at top of the hour, and we'll get another update coming up here in about 12 minutes or so. But familiar face from both the NFL, NFC North, and from the Big Ten coaching circles, Lovie Smith, apparently going to be a head coach again in the NFL. Houston Texans reportedly moving forward to name Smith as the team's new head coach. That's according to numerous sources, including Adam Schefter and others from the NFL Network. Smith spent the season, the 2021 season, as the associate head coach. He is the defensive coordinator under David Culley in Houston. There were some rumors, as we have talked about on the station before, and you've heard people talk about, that Josh McCown would be named their head coach. Does not sound like Josh McCown is going to be the guy, at least not yet. Maybe you'll have a scenario where Lovie is, you know, being put in place to help train Josh McCown or show him the ropes. We'll see what happens there. But Lovie Smith sounds like he will be the next head coach of the Houston Texans. That has not been confirmed, but numerous sources are reporting that that is the case. I mentioned people already being called a home run hire, and why wouldn't they be? It sounds like the Green Bay Packers are going to shore up their special teams, at least from the coaching side of things. NFL Network reporting that Rich Bisaccia, the interim head coach for the Raiders, of course, is going to be the new special teams coach in Green Bay. Packers had a disastrous special teams unit much of the season, that led to their special teams coach, Maurice Drayton, being let go. Of course, their implosion on special teams largely led to the Packers' loss in the NFC Divisional Round to San Francisco. Mason Crosby struggled all year, Packers giving up a number of kick returns. Of course, in that game against the 49ers, blocked field goal, blocked punt that was returned for a touchdown, and just not a good showing all season long. Somebody had to fall on the sword there, and Maurice Drayton was the one to do that. And then now it sounds like Rich Bisaccia is going to be their new special teams coach up in Green Bay. So see if that makes a difference. Of course, there's a lot more issues in Green Bay, a lot more storylines probably to come this offseason in Green Bay, because we don't know what number 12 is doing. We don't know where Aaron Rodgers is going to be. Is he going to be back? Is he going to Denver? Of course, if you've been listening to and reading any of the key sources, key media outlets, now sounds like Aaron Rodgers is buying land in Tennessee. We don't know. He might be buying land in Cedar Rapids. Who knows where he's buying land? Apparently he's buying land in Tennessee, and he's open to playing for the Titans. The rumors are flying left and right. But for the Packers, focus on what number 12 is doing or not doing for their organization. They are apparently going to shore up their special teams unit with new coach Rich Bisaccia. And one final NFL note before we wrap up our NFL segment for today. Another coaching vacancy has been filled. Mike McDaniel, the offensive coordinator for San Francisco, is the head coach of the Miami Dolphins. It'll be his first stint as a head coach, and he spent 5 years in San Francisco. He was the offensive coordinator for 1 year. He was the run game coordinator between 2017 and 2020. So that's latest NFL coaching news. Lovie Smith appears to be back. Packers got a special teams coordinator, and the Dolphins filling their head coaching vacancy as well. 2:53, we will wrap the show. First edition of the show. Boy, an hour goes by fast. We'll talk more about that coming up here at KGYM.
You're always up for some fun with the family. So you order the essentials, a new board game, some baking supplies, and even a new projector for outdoor movie night. And with the Bank of America customized cash rewards credit card, you can choose to earn 3% cash back on online shopping, which could increase to up to 5.25% as a preferred rewards member. Rewards which you can put toward an extra treat that everyone will enjoy, like an old-fashioned popcorn machine. Visit bankofamerica.com/more rewarding and apply now. Copyright 2021 Bank of America Corporation.
Get in zone, AutoZone.
Welcome to AutoZone. Dashboard light problems? We can help. Our free Fix Finder service can read your check engine light, ABS light, and service indicator light, and give you possible solutions, verified by licensed technicians. You'll even get detailed results sent straight to your email so you have them when you need it most. It's the most complete free warning light report backed by technician-verified fixes. The free Fix Finder service, only at AutoZone.
Get in zone, AutoZone.
More details at AutoZone.com.
I'm Serena Williams. You watch me live on TV.
And I'm the girl from that alien movie you watch on demand. Our worlds have been brought together thanks to DirecTV Stream.
Why are you whispering?
Because the alien will hear us.
Maybe let the alien know you can get DirecTV Stream with no annual contract.
He seems pretty excited by that, actually.
Introducing DirecTV Stream, the best of live TV and on demand with no annual contract. Get your TV together at DirecTV.com.
Requires high-speed internet and compatible device. Content varies by package and location. Restrictions apply.
When others treat your fries as an afterthought, all you're left with are cold, soggy fries. That's why Wendy's new fries are ones you won't forget, guaranteed to be hot and crispy, or we'll replace them. We're talking natural cut, skin-on fries, perfectly seasoned with a hint of sea salt. In fact, they're even preferred almost 2-to-1 over McDonald's. These are fries so hot and crispy, they beg a new question.
What would you like with your fries?
Trying them today, only at Wendy's.
At participating U.S. Wendy's, taste preference based on a national taste test by an independent research company.
All right, welcome back to 55 here at KGYM, winding down the show here for the first time. Spencer on Sports here on KGYM. Thanks for joining us here on the first show. I have not been told we are not coming back for a second show, so you can tune in to us tomorrow between 2 and 3, kicking off our local programming here on KGYM. Coming up next, of course, is the gym class. Scott Unash and Mark Dukes in here between 3 and 4. Looks like they will be talking wrestling. KJ Pilcher from the Cedar Rapids Gazette will talk wrestling here this afternoon, recap wrestling, high school scene, and more that's coming up. Also, a look at college basketball and what else is going on in the world of sports, some Olympics and NASCAR talk, it looks like, too, coming up on the gym class. That's what's on tap coming up here between 3 and 4. Then today on the Todd Brommelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn between 4 and 6. They'll be talking some hockey. Greg Wyshynski of ESPN previewing the second half of the NHL season. H, not F. NHL season. That'll be coming up today around 4:30 this afternoon. Plus more talk about what's going on in the world of sports between 4 and 6 right here on KGYM. Also tonight, tune in for the Cyclone Courtside Show. That's at 6:30 as Cyclones get ready for another week of basketball action. You mentioned Iowa State and West Virginia coming up tomorrow night. We'll have the game for you joining right at tip-off right here on KGYM. We'll have it for you tomorrow night at 6, but you can preview that game, look back at the weekend, and look at the week ahead with the Cyclone Courtside Show at 6:30. Speaking of Big 12 basketball, got a big one tonight. Big Monday action, 8 o'clock on all of our frequencies, 1600 AM, 102.3 FM, 106.3 FM as well. Number 8, Kansas. Number 20, Texas. Big 12 men's basketball action from ESPN Radio. We'll have it for you right here on KGYM. And we'll be back here tomorrow. Tomorrow from 2 to 3 on the show. Dive more into the Super Bowl. Didn't get too much time to talk about it today. Lots going on in the local scene, but we'll talk more about the Super Bowl, latest on the NFL, and more. Got the NBA trade deadline coming up this week, too. All that and more coming up here on Spencer on Sports. We'll have the podcast for you shortly at KGYMradio.com. Thanks for joining me, the first edition of the show here today.